launching into hour 3 of the program, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. So last hour we were talking about child pornography. It's back in the news. And, of course, we're not talking about real children. We're talking about teenagers. I'm sorry, they just don't qualify as children in my mind. I understand some people, this whole childification of America, they want to keep people infantilized and childlike as long as possible. They want to believe that childhood can extend to, you know, the mid-20s. But to me, once you get to puberty, you're not a kid anymore.
Right. They might act like children in the way they conduct themselves, but, you know, they stopped being children from a biological standpoint and at about 13 at the latest.
Well, and the way they conduct themselves has more to do with how they are raised than anything else.
And the society we live in. We live in a society, we talked about it the other night, that encourages kids to act like that.
Exactly. These young people do not have the opportunities that they need to have to become more adult earlier on in their life because they're shielded from it, in most cases, by the government regulations and the government laws that say, well, you can't work until you're 16 or 14 or whatever the different rules are. And, of course, you can't go see an adult movie until you're 17. You can't smoke a cigarette until you're 18. You can't there's so many different rules on what young people are able to do. They can't enter into contracts. They can't. They certainly can't go and get a permit to start a business. They can't.
Working
they can't
very
do any
difficult.
Of this stuff. Right. They can't do any of this stuff. And so they're kept in this childlike state as long as possible. And then when one of them decides they're big enough of a girl or boy to take a nude picture of themselves, then they're told, no, no, that's child pornography because you're still a child, even though you don't eat you don't get the kiddie menu at the restaurants anymore, but you're still a child.
You can't get into a movie and you know, you have to pay an adult rate to get into the movie. What the heck?
Yeah. So there's a little more to this story I want to cover. We're going to get to your phone calls here. But I want to say there's a follow-up from the Greensburg radio, I think it's TV station actually, WPXI, that's reporting on this. And the mother of one of the Salem High School teenagers who's involved in the alleged sexting scheme where text messages were sent with nude photos or semi-nude photos attached of 14- and 15-year-old girls. By the way, the teen girls have been charged with manufacturing, disseminating, or possessing child pornography, while the boys are facing charges that include sexual abuse of a child. So the government people are saying...
Now, the thing is these are not juvenile crimes. These are adult crimes, and likely these kids will be charged as adults. Mm-hmm. They often go after them, and that means they're for the rest of their lives, that you know, there's just this charge that looks terrible when somebody finds out what the conditions
child
are.
Child pornographer?
What? Abusing a child?
Well, right. I mean, if I'm looking at somebody's criminal history as a potential employer, and they're giving me their honest criminal history of what they've allegedly done, and I see marijuana possession, no big deal. But if I see... If I see child porn or manufacturing child porn or sexual abuse of a child, that's kind of a red flag.
It's going to be something I look at.
So the mom of one of the boys says her son did nothing wrong. Well, apparently she doesn't believe, like a lot of Americans, in that the law is what's right and wrong. Because a lot of people think that if the law is violated, it's wrong.
Americans believe that. She would just ignore it if it happened to somebody else.
Some other kid?
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Until it's your kid. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem, people. If you don't care until it's your kid, well, then it's going to be your kid and nobody's going to care.
She says, it's going to ruin his life. My son didn't know
She's
this
girl. Right.
He'd seen her around school and it was texted to him. He didn't take the picture. The picture that prompted the arrest is of a female student. It was a self-portrait in which she appeared completely nude. The photo was discovered in October when a teacher confiscated the phone, which apparently you can't have phones in school. The boy's mom said, I could see if my son took the picture of the girl. My son just received
this. No, I still can't see
it. I can't either. I'm with you.
I suppose she can make that statement, and who knows what. But she's just showing how innocent he is in this. But... You know, I mean, if you're willing to say, well, if he took the picture, then that's fine. But he didn't, and he kept the picture, lady. So the fact is, young people can have sex with each other legally, then should be able to take pictures of it. I know it's inconvenient for everybody, but it's true.
I think that most parents just don't want to think about their children having sex Get over it. They don't want to think about you having sex either, but it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be doing it. Just don't discuss details with each other.
And
your kids are having sex. Get over it.
Likely they are, and the best thing you can do for them is to discuss it with them so that they can take steps not to get pregnant, not to get diseases, because those are the things that matter.
That is the sensible approach.
They're not sullied, I swear. They're not dirty because they had sex any more than you are.
You were. I mean, because weren't you a young person at one time with hormones raging?
Best hypocrisy growing up is my mother was a Nazi about sex. She'll claim otherwise now, but she was psycho about it.
She likes to claim she was liberal about it.
Yeah, she wouldn't even use the word. She would always refer to it as the S word. And I'm sorry, but any adult that calls sex the S word is just not fit to wear the label adult because it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But my mom had two kids by the time she was my age. So,
what's that tell you?
Yeah. It was okay for you to have sex when you were younger.
Oh, but see, she was an adult. She had the kids as an adult. She was all grown up when she had the kids.
Okay.
1-800-259-9231. You're right. I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous.
At least I don't have babies.
800-259-9231. You're right. Your mom had had both kids by the time she was your age, right?
Oh, yeah. My mom probably had a 3-year-old and, you know, a 2-year-old by the time she was my age.
I wonder what her sexual education was like when she was growing up.
Well, she was raised in a really strict Irish Catholic home, so I'm doubting not very good.
Yeah. I think that you're right, Mark, that parents should be talking to their kids about these sexual issues. And you certainly should warn your kids that if you're going to be taking pictures of one another, be real cautious about it and don't send it around to a bunch of people and don't do what the kids are doing today because you could go to a jail cell.
The other thing is when you don't let your kids have sex and don't let them have it at your house, and I understand that puts you in a certain level of liability for the other child, but, you know, there's ways you can get around that by acting dumb rather than go right out and say, oh, you kids hump right here. You expose them to all kinds of dangers that they wouldn't be exposed to otherwise. The fact is, I was parking in places where
I shouldn't have been.
I had cops harass me on more than one occasion. Do you want your kids harassed by the cops? Do you want them sassing the cop back and getting a joint planted on them and having a record for the rest of their lives? The fact is, this stuff happens, and it happens to kids who have parents who don't take realistic views of what life is like.
What you're saying is they're going to experiment. Now, are you going to allow them to experiment under your watch? I mean, not actually under your eye, but under your roof?
That's going to be a problem, too.
Or are they going to be experimenting in the woods or in a parked car or, you know, somewhere else where you don't know what's going to happen, where anything can happen? I mean, it seems like such a no-brainer to talk to your kids and to be open about these things, but yet I think so many people are infected with this puritanical American attitude that sex is bad, can't talk about sex, don't answer your kids' questions about sex, it's not time to talk to them, but they should just, don't have sex! Don't do it, kids! Because, you know, Just Say No works so well with drugs.
Well, it doesn't work abstinence doesn't work with sex either. And everybody knows it, but they're too uncomfortable. They don't want to push their comfort zones. They don't want to use critical thinking when it's necessary. When the rubber hits the road in their life with their kids, the most important thing they've ever had, they still won't use critical thinking. That's the sad state of affairs with humans.
If I am talking to somebody about sex, like, let's say a 16-year-old girl, because this actually does happen to me a lot at work, where young girls will come to me and ask me for sex advice.
And I work with teenage girls.
I work with teenage girls, and I think it's just because they know that I'm going to give them an honest answer, because I'm pretty blunt when people ask me stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I have absolutely no problem talking to a 16-year-old about sex, any aspects of it. I have no problem talking to a 25-year-old about sex. Why is it different? Why can't parents talk to their kids about sex as if they would talk to anybody else who was asking a sexual question?
Do they talk to other people? I mean, do these people that are so uppity about their teens having sex, do they have the ability to talk to their contemporaries?
My mom would talk to me now about sex, but she wouldn't when I was a teenager.
It's very strange. It's very puritanical.
Sure, they can talk to their contemporaries about sex.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up anything, this is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to your Big Idea Minute with Donnie Deutsch, offering you tips and advice on how to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true from the aha moment to your first million. Here's your host, business mogul and CNBC personality, Donnie Deutsch.
It cracked me up when June Jacobs admitted that she rarely praised her daughter Rochelle to her face because I don't want her to get a swelled head, although she bragged about her to others. I've seen that a lot in family businesses, and I guess it's an extension of dynamics that were set in place from the early years. Sometimes parents forget that their highly successful adult children aren't still fifth graders. But there's also a dynamic in many families where the love and respect is just taken for granted. They may praise their other employees to the hilt, but forget to give their relations a slap on the back for a job well done. My advice to people who employ family members in their business? Don't forget to tell them you appreciate them and are proud of them. It means a lot. For the Big Idea Radio Minute, I'm Donnie Deutsch.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit DonnieDeutsch.com. Donnie Deutsch has inspired millions of entrepreneurs to realize their biggest dreams. Now, in his book, The Big Idea, How to Make Your Entrepreneurial Dreams Come True, from the aha moment to your first million, Deutsch draws not only on his own tremendous focus and expertise, but on that of dozens of the successful entrepreneurs whom he has interviewed. He's gathered all his knowledge together in this book to help you create your own enterprise. The Big Idea is your roadmap to the American dream. The Big Idea by Donnie Deutsch is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families all over the world trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the site for your download at convenience, free at freetalklive.com. AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. That's AdamEve.com, which features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, and of course they've got a whole bunch of movies there and many, many more things.
Speaking of the S word.
Speaking of the S word, oh my God! Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Calvin in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Calvin.
Hey, I got a little anecdote.
Yes, sir.
Back when I was in high school, I used to send nude photos to my girlfriend. And there was one I sent where I was doing a masturbation maneuver called a barrel roll.
Oh, my.
I don't want to give too much
No,
away.
We don't want to get into the details. This is a radio show, so go ahead.
But it ended with me.
Oh, thank you. Okay, 800-259-9231. I guess we're going to have to, you know.
Well, I'd like to talk to the crankers for just a second. We like crank calls on Free Talk Live. We want you to crank call.
Yeah.
We want your crank calls to be creative, and we want them to, you know, the more interesting they are, the longer you're going to be able to get on. You might even get enshrined in posterity by getting your own
promo.
Yeah. The fact is, we've done this many times. We consider crankers to be a good part of our show. However, if you decide to put the licenses of our radio stations in danger by cursing and doing, you know, naughty things, you're just going to get dropped. So not only are you, you know, your friends aren't going to think that that's funny or cool, they're going to think it's funny or cool if you get to stay on and do, you know, whatever long-winded crank that you ever did. So unfortunately for you, you can't just say naughty words and be able to get to, you know, crank call. You'll actually have to think of something interesting to fool us with or whatever. But
right, because once
the carrot on that is that you might get enshrined in history.
Yeah, once the crankers start coming out of the woodwork that are just these uncreative callers that just shout something at the end of their call, then we have to implement the screening procedures, which we don't want to do. We don't want to do that. This is a show that's relatively unscreened. You call, give us your name, where you're calling from, one word, what you want to talk about. But we do have a procedure to deal with this situation, and so if that's what you want to do, it's fine. 800-259-9231. We'll deal with it as necessary. So we continue here. Your call's about what you want. Tony in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Tony.
Hi, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not a whole lot. The barrel roll. I'm just trying to imagine that. I don't know.
Sounds awful.
I think I've got it, but I'm not sure.
I don't know. Sounds kind of, you know, you could dislodge a joint or something. I don't know. Sounds kind of dangerous.
Somebody could get hurt.
Listen.
It's all fun and games until somebody puts an eye out.
Exactly. All right, guys. Listen, you know, I think a lot of Americans, globalization is kind of a dirty word. You know, we've got this Barack Obama guy up here. He's got these appointments. He's got Ron Kirk. You know, he's called for NAFTA and the Global Highway, you know, or the Trans-Texas Corridor. We've got this bankster for the head of the Treasury. He's a part of the IMF Monetary Fund. We've got Carol Browner, his energy czar, is a member of Socialist International. It's a group openly calling for a one-world order. You know, we've got all these internationalists on Barack Obama's cabinet. Nobody's calling any attention to it. Nobody's pointing a finger and saying, hey, look, these guys are international one-world government people. Aren't you paying any attention? Why don't you think anybody's pointing these things out?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the neocons were bad guys, too. Isn't it obvious to everybody that the government people are bad guys?
Well, see, that's what I was going to ask you, what y'all's mission statements were, because I've been, you know, I haven't heard y'all for too many days. I was listening over, you know, the other day, and I listened to y'all for the first time, and I've been listening to y'all for about three days now. I'm trying to think, just what exactly are you guys trying to accomplish? Because I hear your radio station back and forth,
the mission statement,
from one corner to the next. Y'all don't put a, you know, y'all don't put a comprehensive thought together. And I'm thinking, what exactly are you trying to accomplish?
Thought together.
Well, let me tell you what
have
our
we
radio
not, have we been babbling tonight?
I think that we are comprehensive, but you know, well, I'll take your critique. I think that the purpose of our radio show is to make some noise between the commercials so that you continue to listen. The second goal we have is to give a venue for people who want to talk about things, anything they wish, to be able to talk about it without, you know, without being screened out like they are on so many other radio shows. A third thing that we like on this radio show is the idea of freedom and liberty, the idea that people are free to do whatever they wish, and as long as they don't hurt other people, in which case they should be punished for that. There's a mission statement for you. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it sounds good. I just wish that y'all would work toward a goal, because it seems like to me that y'all have got the
Patriots. I am working towards a goal. That goal is freedom and
liberty. You've got the Patriots. The Patriots call, and you know, and they listen to your show, but what, you know, what about the people who don't know what we know? You know, how are you reaching these people? Well, what's going on with your radio program?
What are you talking
You're
about?
A
how
confused
am I really
man.
Reaching people? We reach a half of how are you listening?
I'm listening on the internet.
Could you tell me through the which website?
Genesis Communication
Network. Okay,
and as a matter of fact, I wouldn't have heard of you guys unless I had left my radio on, you know, a lot longer than I should have one night.
Understood. So you found us through the Patriot Movement kind of direction, and that's fine and dandy. But as far as shows on the Genesis Radio Network, we are the fastest growing show on the network.
We're the number one show on the network.
And we have more stations than any other show on the network, including Alex Jones. So what is Alex Jones doing in order to spread the message of globalization?
Well, I was very critical of Alex Jones about 2 or 3 months ago. You know, I asked him, what are you doing for solutions? Because he'd always fearmonger. He'd say, this is happening, this is happening. But, hey, what are we going to do about it? You know, what's
the
solution?
Here's a solution for you. If you believe in liberty and you believe that people should be free to do what they want as long as they don't hurt other people, and that the maximum role of the state should be to protect life, liberty, and property, then you could move to New Hampshire for the Free State Project. We talk about that. Every single night, and we offer a solution. Unlike most radio shows out there, we offer solutions to people. And so, I understand that it can be frustrating when radio shows don't offer solutions, and that's one of the reasons that we do, because we were frustrated, and so we came up with the best solution we possibly could. So what do you think about my solution?
Tony?
Well, I guess it's a good start.
It's a good start. Tony, I've sold 2 houses, 3 cars, picked up my family, and moved across the country for liberty. Now, I'll grant you, I haven't been successful in turning the whole state for liberty yet, but what have you done, Tony?
That was my question.
I haven't done absolutely nothing.
Okay.
I've listened to people, and I've spent maybe 3 or 4 hours on the internet trying to, you know, share my views on chat. Chat rooms.
Talking on chat rooms. Yeah. Well,
there you go. You know what? You're starting out, and I understand. I get it. I'm a guy who likes to do things, and we are doing something. And I would bet you money that we're doing more for our cause that within our means than any other radio show out there.
Yeah, and I'd say that Free Talk Live does more for liberty than most people in the world do.
Any other thoughts, Tony?
Well, I mean, you might be right. So I was asleep most of my life. I just woke up maybe 2 years ago.
Well, welcome aboard. Keep listening. You're going
to
hear good things.
And I'm very frustrated because I don't know what to do. I've been handing out flyers. I've been getting on the internet.
I see where you're coming from, dude. Keep listening. We've got solutions, and the Free State Project is the best of them. Thank you for the call, 800-259-9231. It is the show about your calls. That is the primary purpose, is to entertain you and hopefully have you come back in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. ENDURING Rose.com or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And those features include updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop when you need to know something new about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting your own business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs, any normal legal thing you need. LegalZoom does it. They're not lawyers, but it was created by lawyers. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order.
As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, it's Joe in California. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
What's on your mind, Joe?
Well, cops are usually on my mind, so I heard you guys talking about that, but this child porn thing, that is just out of whack.
You mean with the teenage boys and girls being charged with child pornography for essentially taking a nude photo of themselves and distributing them?
Oh, no, that's fine. I mean, kids are kids. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to trade pictures of my girlfriends and stuff, you know. And I probably still got some lying around, but, you know, we were teenagers. I thought you guys were talking about, like, real kids. Like, Julie, you said you were taking pictures at, like, 15 or something, right?
Something like that.
You're still doing that?
Well, she's not still 15.
None of your business. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
See, offers can be emailed to me at julietfreetalklive.com.
Same here. Offers can be mailed to me at marketfreetalklive.com.
I'm going to have the
money in my PayPal
everything.
Before I take a picture, though. I can tell you that.
Yeah, paid first, right? Yeah, pay in advance. 800-259-9231. So we continue here. Since we're talking sex, how about this story where a teacher, and talking about teenagers, teacher in the South Shore, this story from BostonHerald.com, was living a disturbed double life for nearly 2 years, say police, allegedly seducing a 13-year-old boy, plying him with booze, and having sex with him on kitchen floors and couches, sometimes right under the nose of her husband. Christine McCallum, 29, who's on leave from her job at an Abington elementary school, was charged yesterday with 7 counts of statutory rape for the serial liaisons in Rockland and Abington from February 2006, when she allegedly took the boy's virginity, to November of 2007. So quite a long relationship there. McCallum, a waifish, bespectacled blonde who tightly clutched her husband's hand in court yesterday, declined comment. And they got a picture of her here in the article. She's not a bad-looking lady for a teacher.
Yeah, my thought is that likely the court case is going to be more damaging to this young man than effing his teacher.
But her alleged teenage conquest told police they had sex more than 300 times, almost every other day, while he was 13, 14, and 15 years old. The boy told police they had sex for the first time back in February on a couch at McCallum's Rockland home while her husband slept upstairs. McCallum and the boy had unprotected sex in the shower, on the kitchen floor, and the living room floor.
This is a very titillating article.
Yeah. And on a green shag rug that was seized yesterday as a result of a search warrant, say the court documents. McCallum's lawyer, Frederick McDermott, said McCallum took in the boy and his young brother, who were being raised by a single dad. She denies all of the allegations.
Including the taking the boys in?
I guess. McCallum weaved her way into the boy's life in late 2005 when she became a tutor for his younger brother, let them stay at her house, emptied their backpacks after school, fed them dinner, and gave them rides. But within months, prosecutors said...
Oh, good. Double entendre time.
Prosecutors said McCallum was plying the boy with cranberry and vodka drinks, jello shots, and rum, and sleeping with him in her house and his house. McCallum ended the relationship in November 2007 in a fit of jealousy after she found out he was using the cell phone she bought him to text other girls, police said. They had sex that night for the last time. She was crying. She kissed him and told him she loved him. He told her he loved her, according to a police report. Plymouth police prosecutor said McCallum was obsessed with the boy, writing the boy 10 love letters. "I would choose you over this job," she wrote. I trust you that this can work. In a MySpace message, McCallum wrote that she struggled with her desires. "It's hard to be with you and set boundaries," she allegedly wrote. "It's hard to kiss you and tell you no." Police said the boy's father contacted the police Tuesday after a friend of the boy told his mother about the affair, and the mother then told the boy's father.
Oh, of course.
Keep your mouth shut. If you're having sex with your hot 26-year-old teacher...
But he wasn't anymore.
Well, wait a minute.
If you had sex with your hot 26-year-old teacher,
hold on. Tell anybody.
I understand what you're saying, but he wasn't motivated any longer to protect her. She broke off the relationship, and this is, hey, if you're a 26-year-old hot teacher, you're best served by not humping your 13-year-old, well, any 13, I guess it wasn't, she wasn't actually, she was like a tutor or something.
Yes,
so
correct.
She wasn't really I can't say student. His motivation was gone at that point.
Have you ever noticed that they make a lot bigger deal of these stories when it's a teacher and a student as opposed to just some 26-year-old having sex with a 13-year-old?
But this was just some 26-year-old basically having sex with a...
But she is a teacher.
She is a tutor.
She is a teacher.
She is a teacher, but not a teacher of him.
Correct.
So... I mean,
they make a humongous deal out of these things.
It's titillating. It sells stories.
Well, there's so many stories of guys that are over the age of 18 having sex with underage females. So that's not as newsworthy. There are the occasional stories of an older woman having sex with a younger man. That's more newsworthy. But for whatever reason, a teacher and a student just more
newsworthy. Yeah. Probably benefited greatly from that relationship.
300 sexual encounters. And
right.
Certainly knows more than enough.
Yeah, he probably knows more about pleasing a lady than any of his classmates, and that is going to get him far in life.
Well, you would think that she would have sex with... I mean, you would think that after 300 times, she's probably taught him a thing or two, right?
Exactly. So I think this kid, way to go. You lucked out. You really benefited from this situation.
But the woman does not deserve to go to jail over this. Since she didn't violate her agreement with the elementary school, she wasn't having sex with the elementary school kids, she shouldn't have her job placed in jeopardy over this, don't you think?
Well, I think that the elementary school could reasonably and in a more free market circumstance say that, you know, you're not allowed to have sex with any child under the age of 18 or whatever. You know, pick some arbitrary age, and I think that would be fine. I find it disturbing, the idea that she would be having sex with a 13-year-old and teaching 13-year-olds. So,
but she's not.
She's not what?
She's teaching elementary school. 13 is middle school.
I'm still disturbed.
I see.
What I get out of this story is I can't imagine what kind of mentality. I'm 24, so I'm not quite 26, and it seems disturbing to me because I can't even talk to 15-year-olds. I do not like talking to 15-year-olds. They had to have done some talking, right?
Sure.
How could you have a 2-year relationship with someone that much younger than me? That's what weirds me out, is this lady probably isn't too mature, or this kid's really mature.
There's something weird. It's uncommon, and that's a problem for most people to see. And I think women, if I'm going to make a generalization here, Julia, that women would be more likely to go for older partners than men would be.
That's actually not really a generalization. That's a pretty worldwide cultural standard.
It seems to be. So you know that part is even more weird
in that way,
and disturbing. I had a relationship with a girl that was significantly younger than me. I think I was 30 something, and she was 19 and 20. And you know, I mean, I could see that. There were times when communication was sorely taxed. There were differences that just didn't really work out. And
it's a generation gap.
Yeah, it wasn't good for me.
So you went shopping this week, huh? Oh, watched some MTV?
Yeah.
Oh, great. And, you know, what about the guy in this case? What about the poor husband? I mean, the poor guy. What was he doing wrong? Or is it just that she was obsessed? I mean, maybe he was doing everything he could to please her.
Sometimes people want strange. You know, just that.
300 times. 800-259-9231.
There's excitement involved in it, especially if you have a situation where it's, you know, not allowed.
But is this a crime? Do you think this is a crime? Should this woman be punished for what she did? I don't think so. Leave them alone. 800-259-9231. Would love to hear what you think. Even in these remaining moments, this is Free Talk Live. Just enough time for your call.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer, and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The New World Order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the New World Order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right. 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, even in these remaining moments, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can vote for us. You can vote for us, and you can promote us in various different ways. You can go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month thing that we ask you to do. And you can go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a whole list of things, including the voting, that allow you to help us. In many ways, they're completely free. Some of them are very low cost, like printing out flyers, for instance, that you can help expand this show and get us on more radio stations and bring new internet listeners on board. Promote.freetalklive.com for the list of things you can help us with. Have the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire touched, moved, and inspired you, but you're unable, for whatever reason, to be involved? Well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. cdevolution.org. And actually, Sam was working with me today. We talked last night, Mark, about how the state of New Hampshire, one of their prosecutors, is coming after me because I apparently blogged about a marijuana protest that was going to happen, and I talked about it on my radio show. And
freedom of speech.
I engaged in freedom of speech, thinking that, you know, I was a relatively free person, able to actually speak freely, and now they're saying that that's a violation of my suspended sentence, and they're going to try to throw me in jail for 90 days. So I was talking with Sam as he was really helping out behind the scenes, working on a response to these bureaucrats. So we're gonna the prosecutor submitted some paperwork, which you can see it at freekeen.com. I scanned it in, turned it into a PDF, so you can read it for yourself. But Sam had been working today so diligently on like this 5-page-long response, and I thought to myself, you know, this is awesome. I mean, what Sam is doing here is amazing. He's certainly one of the best activists that we have here in New Hampshire, and I think that people like him deserve to be compensated for some of the work that they're doing. And so instead of offering him money directly, I said I would give a monthly contribution to the CD Evolution Fund, which is something I'd been considering ever since one of the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition members up here also suggested doing something similar. And so I went over to cdevolution.org, and they didn't have the monthly subscription buttons like we do with the Free Talk Live AMP program. And so I put them up there. They gave me access to edit the website, and I used our little buttons and sort of copied them over. And so now you can sign up as a monthly contributor to the cdevolution.org fund, and I became the first $25 a month contributor to it. And I think that there's a law enforcement against prohibition member who has silently pledged to do $10 a month, so the ball is already rolling on the monthly subscriptions, just like AMP, just because, you know, I'm uncreative, I couldn't think of anything else. Like AMP, there's $3, $5, $10, and $25 a month increments. There's also a custom option, so if you want to give them $300 a month, you can do that too.
Or $17.
Or, yeah, or two. So go ahead and go over to cdevolution.org. You can still do a one-time contribution just like they've been allowing, but now I think the best way to get behind cdevolution.org is, like with the AMP program, to do it on a monthly basis, because then they constantly have fresh funds rolling in every single month, and they can direct that to whatever activists are needing it at that time, the activists that are engaging in the civil disobedience. So go to cdevolution.org and get all those details over there. All right, so 800-259-9231. Want to hear from somebody who, like a lot of the commenters on this story about the 13-year-old boy who had sex over 300 times with his mid-20-something, late-20s teacher, his tutor. A lot of these comments I'm reading here in this article are saying that he's a victim. that he's not lucky. He's been victimized by this woman. That
they
this is
clearly
rape.
Do not know any 13-year-old males.
What do you mean by
or
that?
Or 15-year-old males for that reason. Young guys want to get laid. Old guys want to get laid. It's in their heads. It's part of your genetics and who you are. It's very natural to want to
wrong.
Yeah,
it's wrong.
I haven't been in that circumstance, but I can tell you at age 13, I wish I had been.
Yeah.
So
there was this one
at the time I wish
teacher.
I had been.
There was this one substitute teacher named Ms. Flagler down in when we were in middle school and high school, and every guy in the class had a thing for Ms. Flagler. I mean, they would fawn all over her, you know, like offer to polish her apple for her, you know, whatever it is they could do.
Polish her apple?
You know, the teachers, she didn't really have an apple, but I'm just giving you it's an example of, they're willing to bend over backwards for Ms. Flagler. They would have done anything to fall into her favor, to have some sort of just tiny little chance of getting somewhere with her, even though she was, you know, she had a fiance.
Spending time with attractive women. I mean, guys want to do that.
Yes, they were falling all over themselves to get the approval of Ms. Flagler. And so I just don't see it. But there are obviously a lot of people out there who believe this is rape, who believe that this is a criminal act, what she did. And I just don't see it. I think that what she did was kind of weird, because he's half her age. I think that's a little strange. It's a little unusual.
I think it's even more strange to be in love with a 13-year-old boy, which is that just is weird to me. I just can't even fathom holding a conversation with a 13-year-old boy, let alone telling him I loved him. That's weird. But
a few text messages would be about enough for me, but apparently she was really into it, and that's her thing, and he obviously was consenting. I mean, I think it's an insult to people who've really been raped to call this rape. I think it's a slap in the face.
I agree with you.
To the people who've really been forced into unwanted sex, to say that a boy who had sex 300 times, and they go through the list of places, the kitchen floor, the shag carpet, to suggest that that is in any way related to rape is an outrage.
If he was feeling raped, why would he keep going back 300 times?
He's not even claiming to be raped. That's the thing.
Right.
Wouldn't you know if you were raped?
It seems to me you would have to claim rape.
Right.
First.
He's not bringing charges. He didn't want this to happen. He blabbed, like most teenage boys will do, blabbed to his buddies. One of them told their mom. Mom came back to the dad of the boy, and then they went to the cops.
I can't believe the dad went to the cops. I feel like that was probably mom's influence, but that's just based on what I know about a lot of people's parents.
Yeah, most dads would be like, all right, son, congratulations.
Yeah, way to go.
I don't know. I'm not prepared to say all that.
You're right. Dad would probably be jealous.
I don't know what dad would be like necessarily, but
are you telling me that Jack's 13? And you find out that he's banging his hot teacher, you're not going to feel something.
Considering Jack's going to be homeschooled, I don't know if that's going to be good news.
I get that, but I'm saying, you wouldn't feel some small sense of hey, way to go, buddy. I wish I was doing that at 13.
I don't know what I'm going to feel like. Jack's not, for one, it's 13 years from now, or, you know, at least 12. So Jack's a long way from banging any teachers. I can tell you that. So then I have to look at it from the idea that Jack is, you know, somebody else. I have to look at some other 13-year-old, and, you know, congratulations to any 13-year-old that manages to pull it off, I guess.
It's certainly a rare 13-year-old.
It's a rare instance. You're more likely to win the lottery in your life than you are to bang a hot teacher.
Speaking of the lotto, what would happen if this story had one factor changed around a little bit? What would happen if this 13-year-old boy had extracted money for his services? What would happen if this 13-year-old boy had gotten paid for his sexual services by this woman? I mean, because if he reads the story that I'm about to tell you about, he might get an idea into his head next time he goes about doing something like this, where a student who's of age, she's 22, has offered to sell her virginity. Now, how much money has she been offered for it?
Well,
I can see her from here. She's kind of cute.
As I recall, she's cute.
Cute enough to get laid for money.
I don't know what she's at. I know that the figures are ridiculous.
10,000 men have bid on it so far. It's now up to $3.7 million.
I wish I was that smart when I was younger.
Where's it? Is it on eBay? Where is it?
Well, this is what I don't understand. I don't understand where this could be happening, because clearly you would think the police would be after this woman. Last September, when her auction came to light, she'd received bids up to $243,000. But since the media got involved promoting this, interest has skyrocketed. Natalie Dillon, 22, says that her offer of a one-night stand has persuaded over 10,000 men to bid for her. She's from San Diego, California, and she was persuaded to offer herself to the highest bidder after her sister, who's 23, paid for her own degree after working as a prostitute for 3 weeks. Good money. She said she's a lot of attention from a wide range of men, including weirdos, those who get really graphically sexual about what they want to do to me, and lots of polite requests from rich businessmen. Ms. Dillon said she didn't think it was particularly significant to be willing to sell your virginity, and insisted she was happy to undergo medical tests for any doubters. She said, I get some men who are obviously looking for a girlfriend, but I try to make it clear this is a one-night-only offer. I know that a lot of people will condemn me for this because it's so taboo, but I don't really have a problem with that. My study is completely authentic in that I'm truly auctioning my virginity, but I'm not being sold into this. I'm not being taken advantage of in any way. I think me and the person I do it with will both profit greatly from the deal.
Well, I don't see how the other guy is going to profit.
I don't either, but obviously
they're certainly not going to profit $3 million.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
I am pissed I didn't think of that first.
Well, I hope the police leave her alone, but I don't expect they will on this. More coming up here. You can take the control tomorrow night. We'll see you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.